17.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver five times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Welcome in, 3:04. It is a gym class for a Thursday here on KGYM. What a Thursday it is outside. Sunshine, 80 degrees. We welcome you into the show. Coming up, John Krant from Gym Fight Sports in Las Vegas. He'll be joining us. Plenty to talk about. NBA Finals getting underway tonight, and you can catch it right here on KGYM. We'll get things started at 7 o'clock with that. Just past 8 o'clock with the tip-off coming up between the Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors. Third straight year they have faced one another, and who will win the rubber match? We will talk about that. John Krant will also talk about Week 1 college football lines. They are out in Las Vegas, and we will kick that around for you coming up here just a little bit. Plenty as far as the world of high school sports is concerned. We got state soccer getting underway. The 1A's are in the books for their quarterfinals. 2A's are just getting started right now. 3A's come up later. State tennis for the girls going on in both Iowa City and in Ankeny. We'll check in with our man Randy Krejci about that coming up in just a little bit as well. And other things going on in the world of sports. 319-366-1600 if you would like to get in touch with us via the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Again, that is 319-366-1600. And good afternoon, Mr. Dukes.
Good afternoon. Anxious to talk to John about a variety of topics, but you mentioned college football odds. And one of those opening lines is Iowa and Wyoming.
Yes, it is.
In the season opener.
Should we spoil it?
Somewhat surprised. No.
Okay.
Let's tease it.
All right.
Somewhat surprised at the line.
I am as well. In fact, when I saw these, I went into the sports office and quizzed Todd and Alex about it, and one was low, one was high on this one. But yeah, it is a very interesting line. So stay tuned for that. We'll talk with John Krant about that coming up here in just a little bit. Mentioned that state soccer going on in Des Moines. That at the County Sports Complex. That going on over in the central part of the state right now. And we had the 1A scores from earlier on today. It was Dyersville-Beckman topping Sioux Center by a score of 5-1. The Blazers will now take on Regina. Iowa City-Regina, 3-0. You like that? That's soccer terminology.
Very good.
3-0 victor over Solon in a backyard matchup there today.
So on the pitch.
On the pitch, thank you. It'll be Beckman taking on Regina, and that will be coming up tomorrow again at 12 noon. The other 1A state semifinal will be Gilbert taking on Davenport Assumption. Gilbert goes to 16-1. They beat Council Bluffs St. Albert by a score of 2-1, and Assumption over Garner Hayfield Ventura, that by a score of 6-0 in that one. And we've got 2A going on right now in Des Moines. Xavier and Marion, the two metros going at it. Marion making the state soccer tournament for the first time in school history. Xavier, they're always there, it seems like, for Amir Hadzik. And early on, 1-0 lead for Xavier in that one. Dubuque Wallard and Iowa Falls Alden AGWSR are scoreless at this point. The other two games, Norwalk and Storm Lake, that is last year's state final. That is being replayed in the first round, and Perry and Winterset going at it. 3A comes up later on around 5 o'clock, 5:10, 5:15, 5:05, right in there. Cedar Rapids Prairie will take on Iowa City West, a very dangerous 1-8 matchup right there. Of course, Prairie with Kurt Lewis, they are unbeaten at 19-0, taking on an Iowa City West team that comes in at 13-7, but they have played a very, very vigorous schedule this year. Also, City High will take on Ames. West Des Moines Valley goes up against Des Moines Roosevelt, and Bettendorf will take on Urbandale in the 3A portion of the state soccer tournament that is going on over in Des Moines today.
You mentioned the NBA Finals getting underway tonight. We'll have it for you on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM Twins Baseball.
Well, they're not till 8:30, so we'll start off at 107
the Angels
as well.
Yeah. But that's an 8:30 airtime.
Twins made a lot of bullpen moves today. You're
not
surprised.
Sure it's enough.
You're not surprised, I would imagine, Mark.
No, not after the series against Houston. And I quit totaling the number of runs allowed by the bullpen, and it was just atrocious. And it's 3 of 162. That's the way you got to look at it and see if the Twins can rebound on what is, I think, a 9 or 10-game West Coast trip.
That is true. They go to Seattle after they head down to Anaheim. No Mike Trout, of course,
yeah,
for the Angels. So a bit of a break there for the Twins. But Cleveland has caught the Twins, and they are winning today, or they have won today. So you kind of knew Cleveland was coming at some point.
It's a mediocre division. I think anybody can win it, much like the National League Central right now.
Yeah, and things Cardinals with a Wainwright home run, they are leading the Dodgers in the afternoon game at Busch Stadium today. So we'll keep you updated on that. Iowa baseball tomorrow, as they will take on Houston. That will be down in Houston, Texas. Baylor, Texas A&M, the other game, and those will be played tomorrow down in the Lone Star State. And I know the Todd Brommelkamp show is going to talk a little bit more about that coming up. One of their guests is going to talk about that particular regional. So tune in between 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock for that. On our program here today, we mentioned John Cranton's going to join us here in a little bit. Also, another pair of tickets going out to see Alan Jackson and Leanne Womack. Alan Jackson, the Country Music Hall of Fame inductee, will be in Cedar Rapids coming up. That'll be on Saturday, September the 9th. That's a night show. Remember, Iowa State's an 11 o'clock game. Plenty of time to go to Ames, come back, see Alan Jackson. You got your day made on Saturday, September the 9th.
Perfect. Tickets
go on sale tomorrow, 10 o'clock at the U.S. Cellular Center box office or online at Ticketmaster.com. But we've got tickets all this week for you to win right here on KGYM. You mentioned the NBA Finals getting underway tonight. Last night, Pittsburgh taking a 2-0 lead over the Nashville Predators. And so far, it's been a very, very strange couple of games so far. From a guy throwing the fish onto the ice to Pittsburgh getting the big win in game number one, despite not getting very many shots off at home. And now Nashville goes back. Game three, I got to think, is going to be a very, very pivotal, and Nashville almost in a must-win situation. Because if they lose, they're down 3-0, and I don't think anybody's going to beat Pittsburgh 4 in a row.
Kind of wonder if Predators are out of gas.
But they've had they've gone through the Blackhawks, they've gone through the Blues in the very first two series, and they went through them very, very well. I'm not going to say easily, but looked good. And I'm kind of with you. I'm just wondering if they're just kind of out of gas at this point. Pittsburgh's been there and done that before as well. It shows, at least. You know, I'm not a hockey expert. I like the game, but I'm not a hockey expert. But to me, it looks like Pittsburgh just... Nashville kind of has awe in their eyes right now in the first two games. While Pittsburgh, they won it last year. They won the Cup. They know what's happening. And it just looks to me like they've got that experience going for them, and they're using it to their proper advantage.
Zach Johnson, maybe not necessarily out of gas, but he's sort of kind of out of sorts. He's playing at the Memorial right now. He's completed his first round, Zach, with a plus 476 on the day. He had three balls into waterways during his round, had two double bogeys, a bogey and one birdie. So, Zach, not off to a good start at the Memorial, nor is Dustin Johnson, the world number one. He shot 78. So, some particularly high scores by notables right there. Your leader, David Lingmuth, 7 under par 65, that at Jack's tournament, the Memorial in Dublin, Ohio.
One of my favorites. In fact, might be my favorite non-major of the year, as it's a very tough course. They've played A couple of Ryder Cups over there in Columbus. It's just tough. A lot of water all over the place, modeled after Augusta National. And yeah, Dustin Johnson's always played pretty well there.
Mm-hmm.
That was his highest score ever, shooting a 78. And yeah, with Zach, yeah. Yeah, he's out of sorts. I think that's a good way to describe it right now.
Well, I think that he's still getting used to, at least, you know, that's what a lot of people think, still getting used to the new clubs that he's put in his bag. But I've noticed his putting isn't as sharp as it has been in the past as well. He missed 4 birdie putts under 12 feet today. And, I mean, you can't make them all, but Zach's usually a very, very fine putter. But he's always had the ability to put a bad round behind him, too. So we'll see what he does in day two in the afternoon.
Yep, and he's going to have to shoot pretty low to make the cut for Friday. 319-366-1600. Who's your pick tonight? Is it Cavaliers or is it Warriors? In fact, we've got that question out there for everybody, Mark.
We do indeed. KGYMradio.com is where you can find it. Our poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. How will this year's NBA Finals play out? Will it be Cleveland in 4 or 5? Golden State in 4 or 5? Cleveland in 6 or 7? Or Golden State in 6 or 7 games? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot, behind Taco John's.
What are you looking for? If you had to pick right now, Mark, who do you like?
If Golden State wants to step on the gas, it should be over in 4 or 5. But we've seen these NBA finals before, and I'm going to go Golden State in 6 or 7. It gets extended at some point, I think.
Yeah, I think it will also get extended. And Golden State was supposed to win last year.
Yeah.
I just wonder, with everything going on about LeBron James at this point, I'm going to pick Golden State. I'm going to pick Golden State either 6 or 7. I'm right there with you. But with everything going on, everything that happened at the L.A. Brentwood home yesterday for LeBron James, had to call a news conference. Was pretty poignant yesterday, I thought, with his remarks about what's going on in America right now. With that, the other thing that's going on is his place in history. And again, I've talked about this. I don't understand why we have to compare LeBron James and Michael Jordan, but apparently we have to, because that's the society we live in today. We have to come up with lists and who's the best player. Just enjoy them both. They were both terrific. That's my understanding, and that's my take on it. But everyone's talking about the fact LeBron's going to win one more to join Michael Jordan at the top of the game of basketball. And maybe that's motivating LeBron James a little bit at this point. I mean, LeBron could put a team on his back. Doesn't need to necessarily with Cleveland, but he can put a team on his back and carry them a long way. Did it last year. And I could see him doing it this year as well.
I get worn out by the comparisons as well. And what bugs me more than anything is that no one refers to players that they've, like an Oscar Robertson. I mean, most people that are alive today never saw Oscar Robertson play.
True.
He was as good as they came. An Elgin Baylor, Jerry West.
Bill Russell.
Folks like that.
Chamberlain.
Yeah, Jabbar.
I saw Jabbar.
I guess it's good talking points for some folks.
I saw El Sindor.
Yeah, yeah. Good talking points for some, but I don't like to engage in it.
Yeah.
How do you compare?
319-366-1600. What do you think out there? Who's going to win? Why does LeBron need to win to cement his legacy? I think he's still pretty good. I think he's still pretty good at this point. Just to update you on what's happening in Des Moines, it is halftime right now, and Xavier leading Marion by a score of 2-1. So that's what we have over in Des Moines right now. Murphy, a goal for Marion. Hannigan and Bean, goals for Xavier.
319-366-1600 if you'd like to interact with us. That's our text and phone line. As 1510 has done, you guys are wrong about the Stanley Cup Finals. The only reason Pittsburgh won the first game is some serious bad luck and a bad call by the officials.
Yeah, everyone's kind of getting down on the officials at this point. And that's fine. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. I just see Pittsburgh as the experienced team in this case. Nashville's had their chances, certainly. They got to win game three, though. Got to win game three. I do enjoy the Pittsburgh radio play-by-play man. Have you ever?
I have not.
Are you familiar with him?
I am not.
We'll try before we're out of here today to come up with a couple of his top takes. He tends to when there's a Penguin goal, he gives a quip right afterwards. You know. Go, my Yager, or whatever. Ah, Elvis has left the building. Things like that.
All right.
You can't teach a pig to sing. Some of his better ones. Scratch my back with a hacksaw. That's another one of his, but I do enjoy him. I do enjoy him. And he makes it fun. And that's what it's about as far as play-by-play is concerned. 19 past the hour, 3 o'clock. We will step aside, and when we come back, we're going to talk to John Cranton from Jim Feist Sports in Las Vegas. We'll get his thoughts about the NHL Game 3, NBA Finals, and also the first week of the college football season. The lines are out. We will let you know about Iowa, Wyoming. Of course, there's no line in Iowa State, you and I, because that is a FCS versus FBS game. But there is a line out in Iowa, Wyoming. We'll talk about that and some of the other lines when we come back here in the Gym Class in KGYM.
When you're standing in the driveway late for work because your garage door won't go down, you don't have time for big door company games. So call Olinger Garage Doors, a small company with dedicated folks who are ready to roll up their sleeves and get you on your way. And they only use the best from North Central brand products. Olinger Garage Doors, based in Newhall, serving Cedar Rapids and the surrounding areas, is now hiring installers and service people who'd like to join their team. Olinger GarageDoors.com.
Bring your car or motorcycle to the 8th Annual Revved Up for Kids Car and Motorcycle Show. Sponsored by Eddie's Rod and Custom and Master Tool and Manufacturing, Saturday from 3 to 6:30. Registration is $15 at the door, rain or shine. It's part of Tanager Place Summerfest, Saturday at the Rockwell Collins Sports Complex on Collins Road, featuring over 75 free activities. Generously sponsored by General Mills and Rockwell Collins. Details at tanagerplace.org.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA LLC has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM, Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
Back with you at 3:21 on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class in KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to have a Friday topic. Kicking that around a little bit. And are we going to go with the topic I suggested? Mark's giving me, I don't know. Unless we come up with a better one in the next 39 minutes. That's what we're going with tomorrow. So we will let you know about that before we set sail here on the program today. Also, we have those tickets to see Alan Jackson, along with special guest Leanne Womack. That'll be coming up for you to win here in just a little bit. A reminder, tomorrow is Friday, first Friday of June, KGYM Road Trip, presented by Linder Tire. Linder Tire keeps you rolling during all your road trips this summer. They're committed to provide customers safe travel on quality tires. Find a tire for all seasons at Linder Tire. They will be down at the Coach's Corner, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard in the Walden Square. Stop on by, happy hour, 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Some KGYM prizes for you to win, some tickets to see Cedar Rapids Colonels baseball. All that tomorrow, your chance, and that will be at Coach's Corner. Todd and Alex will be there beginning at 4 o'clock through 7 o'clock coming up tomorrow. All right, Jim Feist Sports. John Cranton joins us here on the Thursday edition of the program here on KGYM. John, good afternoon.
Afternoon, gentlemen. I'm sitting here in the scorching Vegas desert, and I like that talk you guys were having about the old-time NBA players because it reminds me of what Red Auerbach said somewhat recently when he mentioned that the star players of yore, they would be stars today, and he was a guy who saw it all. So don't be quick to dismiss some of those old-timers. They were great and still would be great.
I would agree, John. Our poll question today is about the NBA Finals Series, but you've got notes on Game 1 tonight. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's about time. Huh? I mean, there's so many crappy games in these playoffs. It's about time we're seeing a matchup of titans here. And the buzz around the country is that everybody wants to watch this. Just two epic, dominant dynasties, in a sense. And there's an enormous amount of interest in Vegas, too. And the reports are that this is going to be the highest betting for NBA Finals that in history, because, and you can see why, with LeBron and the star power and the third straight time that's meeting here in the finals. For Game 1 tonight, it's a long layoff for both teams, but we got Golden State at home, a 7-point favorite. We've even seen some 7.5, so the general public is looking at what we saw in the first two games a year ago, were actually blowouts by Golden State. Also, even though Golden State lost the series last year, they won the first two games, 104-89 and 110-77. Got a high total here of 235 that is now down to 223. But the way to look at tonight's game is, you know, you got the Cavaliers. They have been absolutely dominant from three-point land during the postseason. However, they had a lot of open looks in the playoffs, and it's not just the big three that have been hitting those threes. Kyle Korver, Danny Bryant, Darryl Smith, all these guys have been contributing. However, they're not going to have the kind of open shots along the perimeter that they've had in the Eastern Conference. This Golden State team is just so incredibly balanced and dominant. Sure, they have big four star power, but don't forget about their defense. Not first in the NBA in field goal shooting defense during the regular season. First at defending the three-pointer. So this is a tremendously talented all-around team, and it's no fluke that they're on an incredible 27-1 run. Oh, and they haven't lost a playoff game. 12-0. What was the record back in 1983? The Philadelphia team lost one playoff game. Well, Golden State's got a shot to beat that, and even the Cavaliers are 12-1. Got a shot to tie it. I think the key, though, for tonight's game is, actually for the series, would be what style are we going to see? And that would be three-point shooting or crashing the boards and rebounding, because if it's a three-point shooting contest game, which Cleveland can play, they're content to bomb away from long range, take, you know, 35-40 a game, that favors Golden State because they are so good at shooting the three. But the important element there is defense. Cleveland is not as good at rotating along the perimeter play defense, where Golden State is. So if both teams decide, we're going to shoot 43s, we're going to win it from long range, that heavily favors, I think, Golden State. The other end of that card would be, what if crash the board, play the physical game in the low post, try to get rebounds. That's really the way that Cleveland, I think, could attack the series, because when you look at the regular season meetings between teams, they split two games, but the game that the Cavaliers won, they played that kind of style. They had 18 offensive rebounds. They punished Golden State in the low post. So look at Golden State as more of a finesse team, not a big power rebound team. That's the one area, if you want to find a weak spot for this incredible team, that a team might be able to take advantage of. So if I'm a Cleveland coach, I'm going to say, look, LeBron and Kyrie, I want you guys driving. I want you guys picking up fouls. I want you to play some physical game on the finesse team down low, kind of knock them around a little bit. That would be a nice edge. Now, is that going to happen tonight? Usually coaches will adjust, you know, games two or three or even when they come home. So for tonight's game, I kind of think Cleveland's going to play the way they played this whole postseason because it's worked for them. That kind of plays the Warriors' advantage. So for tonight's game, I'll look at Golden State 110-100 in a much more defensive game than a lot of people think, simply because these offenses have been sitting doing nothing for so long.
Yeah, 8 days plus the layoff between the end of the conference championships and the start of the finals. So we'll see if there's any rust on the two teams coming up tonight. We got NHL playoff action game 3 coming up on Saturday night. It goes back to Nashville. The Predators down 2-0 to Pittsburgh. The Penguins haven't had a lot of shots on goal, especially in game 1, but they hold a 2-0 lead and looking for back-to-back Stanley Cups. And I got to think this is a must-win game for Nashville in game 3 here, John.
Yeah, and that's what the odds makers know, the people are thinking that, and they've made Nashville a pretty good size favorite here, minus 135 against the defending champs. And you're right, it's been a strange series. Pittsburgh with practically no shots on goal, and yet they've scored 9 goals in 2 games. They had 12 shots in that first game. This Nashville defense is really talented, and we've seen them prevent shots on net. What's happened is the goaltender, Rene, who's been just so good this postseason, he's had 2 terrible games. That's really been the difference, is Matt Murray for Pittsburgh has been great, as he was last year during that cup run. Rennie's just been awful these first 2 games. And I got to believe that coming back home for Nashville, 31-9-1, counting the regular season, that is a great home team. Got to believe Rennie's going to bounce back and play an exceptional game. Pittsburgh, though, you have to look at the season series and the recent history. Pittsburgh has really had their number 10-2 the last 12 meetings with the Predators, and they're even 4-1 here in Nashville. So when I looked at the series at the beginning, I thought it was going to be a long series because Nashville took a while to get going, but they're real. They're very talented and balanced. They can make this series. And yet, the goaltender just hasn't been on. So now I'm kind of wondering, boy, maybe this won't be the 6- or 7-game series we're looking at. They're confident. They already have a ring under their belt after last year. And I wonder, is the youth factor with Nashville not being here before, are they going to be feeling the pressure knowing they're down 2-0 on Saturday? So I'm kind of leaning with the underdog here. I think it's going to be a defensive game again, but I wouldn't be surprised if Pittsburgh steals another one. They're playing confident hockey right now, maybe 3-2 in the defensive game. And unfortunately, it might not be as long as I wanted this series to be.
Couple of baseball games, Major League Baseball games on your docket, John. Let's talk about the Twins and the Angels tonight, a game we'll have starting at 8:30 with the pregame on 107.5 FM. It's Mejia against Meyer. No Trout for Los Angeles, but the Angels play very well at home. And Mejia usually goes about 5 or 6 innings, which means the Twins need to turn to the bullpen, which is an absolute shambles right now. So how do you figure this one out?
I just saw on Twitter that they were calling you, Mark, up to pitch the
really? Give me a shot, John.
Yeah, well, what a catastrophe. These last 4 games, there have been 48 runs allowed in 4 games. They do need some fresh arms coming up. Maybe getting out of town is what the Twins need, because they are an exceptional road team, 16-5 record. It's really hard to figure. But their offense can't score runs. They're facing a right-hander tonight, and they're 10-1 on the road against right-handed starters, so maybe getting out of town will help them after this bludgeoning. Mejia going only 23 years old. He's got 2 very good starts. But you're right, they got to coach a few more innings out of him, but he's a pretty solid starter tonight. And then the Angels, kind of an up-and-down team. People might not realize their offense has slipped, but their pitching's actually been top 10 in baseball. Surprising, they've been so good. However, they haven't been good of late. A 3-5 run. They do come off a nice defensive win last night at home against Atlanta, 2-1. And we're going to take a look at Alex Meyer tonight. The thing about Meyer, he does not throw strikes. 18 walks in 23 innings, a terrible ratio. It does strike out a lot of guys, but boy, if the Twins batters just lay off and draw walks, they're going to be getting guys on the base path. And I think that's the way to look at tonight's game. I think you got 2 decent offenses here. And when the Twins face the American League West, they're an amazing 33-16-4 over the total high-scoring games. And when they play here in Los Angeles, 48-18-5 over the total. Very high-scoring games historically between these teams. And you got a low Vegas total here. It's actually come down from 9 to 8.5. So Angels are a slight favorite at minus 20, but I think there's going to be a nice offensive show tonight. Maybe that's not what the Twins manager wants to hear, but I think you'll see plenty of wins.
Another game coming up tonight, Diamondbacks and the Marlins. 2 teams kind of headed in different directions at this point anyway. And Diamondbacks are in a very tough National League West right now in that fight early on in June.
Yeah, look at the way the Vegas money's moved on this game. Arizona open -130. That's because they have their ace, Zach Greinke, going. And yet now it's -115. Money coming in on Miami, and there's two things happening. First of all, the Marlins playing exceptionally well right now. Their offense is clicking. They've won 7 out of 10 games. They had a nice 10-3 win yesterday. They're at home, and they're rested. And Arizona, the situation, just not very good for them. This is the 8th road game of an 11-game trip. 2-3 run these last 5 games, and they come off their game against Pittsburgh. They went 14 innings, so, and that was in Pittsburgh. So now they have to get on a plane. They have to fly. They played a 14-inning game that actually had some delays involved. There's really not a lot to back Arizona with those kind of situations against them. Also, keep in mind, Greinke, while he is an ace, he has not been very good on the road. 1-3 record, 4.62 ERA away from home. He comes off a game at Milwaukee, did not pitch well, 5 runs in 5 innings pitched. So it's difficult for me to make a case to back the visiting team in this one. And then you get the way Miami's playing. They're going with the untested kid Locke, who was with the Pirates last year. But this offense is clicking, and they're playing well. So I have to lean toward Miami. But I think the way to look at the game is it's a big park there in Miami. Greinke is an ace when he's on, so probably a lower scoring game. And I'll go with 4-3 either way, but not a high scoring game.
John Cran of Jim Feist Sports in Las Vegas joining us as he does every Thursday on the Jim Class. It is 3:34 Central Time. Okay, John, we've got opening weekend odds on college football. And I know a lot of folks in this part of the country interested in that Iowa-Wyoming line, that game coming up Saturday, September 2nd at Kinnick Stadium. Tell us the line and tell us why, John.
Well, we've seen some movement on the line, too. Iowa's at home. What happened is the South Point Casino in Vegas, they opened the line first. Nobody else had them. So they did this over the weekend. And then some other books are starting to follow. They're even putting together now their games of the year. So that'll be coming out soon. But they opened this 11.5, and now we're seeing it up already to the 13 on Iowa, and even 14, a 2-touchdown favorite.
What?
I think that's, yeah. Well, what do you think it should be?
Wyoming's got a decorated quarterback, 8 out of 11 starters back on defense, and Iowa's got a quarterback untested.
And no wide receivers, it looks like.
For a one-sided game here for the Hawkeyes. Yeah, Wyoming does have the coach, Craig Bohl, who just did a monster job on North Dakota State, 3 national titles. And he does have the quarterback, Josh Allen, back. However, Allen, with 28 touchdowns, is very good, but 15 interceptions, a little high. And then the skill position guys on offense are relatively new. They lost their running backs and their wide receivers, so you don't really know if the Wyoming offense is going to click. And then there's the defense that you mentioned, very experienced, but, boy, did they struggle badly against the run. Now, it's a team that went to a bowl game, won 8 games last year, lost to BYU 24-21, but look, I've seen UNLV play, and they played UNLV last year, and they lost 69-66 in 3 overtimes. The Rebels aren't that powerful team, and they stepped up to play one Big Ten team last year, Nebraska, on the road. It's a similar situation with heading to Iowa, and they did not play well. They got crushed 52-17. Interesting in that game that Nebraska didn't run the football very well, 3.2 yards per carry, as Wyoming here to stop the run. However, the Nebraska offensive line was not good last year. Both running backs were 4 and 4.2 yards per carry. It's not a very good ground game. Iowa, very different, much superior offensive line here. Wyoming coming back. So I think what's interesting about this game is the new offensive coordinator for the Hawkeyes, Brian Ferentz, is going to look at this Wyoming team and say, well, we can do whatever they want. Nebraska threw 412 yards passing on them. However, with Wadley, you know, if you're going to pound the rock, I think they will, for certain. But if Wyoming, you know, brings 8 guys up in the box, Ferentz may have to open it up. And this is not a great Wyoming defense, though. So I agree with Iowa being about a 14-point favorite. I think that's about right.
And I think that'll make some people happy that have been kind of critical that, why is everyone worried about this game? So, yeah, we'll see. Still plenty of time for line movement on that one, but it starts off 11.5 at this point. Some of the other games that kind of caught my eye, and Mark's first thing that he said as well was Washington and Rutgers. Washington, and they were in the Final Four last year, obviously, 33-point favorite on the road in beautiful Piscataway against Rutgers. Chris Ash's second year. Washington lost a ton to the draft. That's my first inclination, is to take Rutgers and those 33 points.
I would agree with that, too. That's a long road trip. Week one, the offense is not going to be shocked. Very good. I went to the 51's AAA game on Monday with a guy who does this. He loves to bet these games and make power. In fact, they were playing the San Jose Chihuahuas, if you can believe that. And the one that he bet big on was the San Jose South Florida game, because he made San Jose State about a 16-point underdog. And on the sheet, they're a 26-point dog. And he says that's another, similar to one you mentioned. It's a long road trip for South Florida to the West Coast. You think it's more of a competitive game. So, yeah, it's worth checking these early lines, because they're going to move between now and August.
Yep, no doubt about that. Anything catch your eye there in that first week, John?
Yeah, there's quite a few games that I look at, because I've been doing team previews on that. But Georgia against Appalachian State, boy, the Georgia Bulldogs, SEC. Appalachian State stepping up in competition. And then Notre Dame against Temple. Notre Dame is an angry team. When you look at the stats for the Irish last year, they were actually really good. Their quarterbacks threw a ton of touchdowns, no interceptions. Better team than that. And you know Brian Kelly, how he gets those guys to play. This is an Irish team. Chip on their shoulder. I wouldn't be surprised to see them come out and just play like a bowl game in that first game.
Poor Rice has to go to Australia and lose by 40, huh, John?
No sympathy for the
Nothing like that. John, you got a free play for us, and tell us a little bit about Jim Feist Sports.
Sure, like the late game, Twins, Angels, high-scoring shootout tonight over the total. If you're looking for the videos at jimfeist.com, Big 10 and Big 12 video preview is up and available now. And if you want free plays every day, it's a toll-free call to Vegas, 888-294-1970, or check out jimfeist.com.
All right, John, hey, appreciate it. Have a great weekend, all right?
Sounds good. We'll see you next weekend.
All right, John Krant joining us from Las Vegas here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We will take a quick break here at 3:40. Come back. We'll update you on what's happening at state tennis, and also get you updated on state soccer as well. More on the Thursday edition coming up here on KGYM.
It's me, the little voice in your stomach. And as you can tell by my musical selection, I have impeccable taste. So I won't settle for anything but the most tasty snack. All-natural Oberto beef jerky. It's lean beef, slow-cooked, and seasoned to perfection. All-natural and all-delicious. So listen to the little voice in your stomach, indulge my great taste, and feed me some all-natural Oberto beef jerky. Oberto beef jerky. You get out what you put in.
Refers to Oberto's all-natural line of beef jerky. Minimally processed, no artificial ingredients.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You have achieved total unity by comparing insurance rates with competitors and choosing the best rate for you. Now you are at one. Like a pro athlete playing yourself in a video game. They got your nose wrong. You forgive them.
Achieve oneness. Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking good, Mr. King of the Hill. Mr. DXL Shopperman. Mr. Sharp Dressing. Confidence oozing. Style swaggering fashion stud. Looking good. All the brands you love, waist size 38 and up. DXL, you're looking good. Find the best selection of shorts from top brands like True Religion, Tommy Bahama, and Nautica.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Two guys who may have faces made for radio. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. The Gym Class. KGYM.
And we welcome you back at 3:42 here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us here today. NBA Finals Game 1 coming up tonight between Golden State and Cleveland. We'll have it for you at 7 o'clock. We'll join up with ESPN Radio's coverage just past 8 o'clock with the tip. 107.5 FM listeners will break away at 8:30 for Twins baseball. Twins and the LA Angels coming up tonight. And that will be from the Big A in Anaheim. And except they don't call it the Big A, I don't believe, anymore. We'll see how the new look Twins bullpen rallies, Mark, against the Angels tonight, the Troutless Angels tonight.
Nowhere to go but up.
You're darn right.
No, I'm not talking about the ERA either.
No, no, nothing like that. State tennis going on, two fronts. We got 1A going on in Iowa City, 2A going on in Ankeny with singles and doubles. And to bring us up to date on what's happening with that, we bring in Mr. Randy Krejci here on a beautiful Thursday. And you can't ask for much better weather than this, Randy. How you doing?
This has been tremendous, Scott, and we've had a great day here in Iowa City, and I'm sure they're having a great day also in Ankeny. Let's talk about Class 2A in Ankeny, because we've got some local players that have done very, very well. First of all, in Class 2A singles, from our area, Val Carl had an interesting quarterfinal matchup when she took on, of course, Carl plays for Cedar Rapids Prairie, top player for the Hawks. She took on Ellie Anderson of Linmar, so it was a matchup of the two athletes of the year in the Mississippi Valley Conference from their respective divisions, and Carl was a 7-5, 6-3 victor over Ellie Anderson. So now Carl moves into tomorrow's semifinals. She will take on a powerful Lily Feldman, top player out of Pleasant Valley High School, that won in three sets over Bihatsa James, of the best player out of Iowa City City High. So it'll be Carl against Feldman in one semifinal. And Davey Patterson of Boone, the number one seed, she is in the semifinal round, and she will take on from Bendorf, Amelia Perubchin. Perubchin pulled an upset in the quarterfinal round when she defeated Carrie Nonep of Johnston, the number four seed, to advance to the semifinal round. In doubles, Iowa City West is really shining. They won two matches in straight sets, and both the first round and the quarterfinal round. That's Emma Cook and Abby Jans, and the number four seed now is playing against Urbandale tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in the Class 2A doubles draw. In Class 1A, we'll start off with the powerful Waterloo Columbus tennis team led by legendary coach Dave Will in his 49th year of coaching high school tennis for the Columbus Sailors, and they have two doubles teams that have made it to the state semifinals. First of all, the number one seed Lauren McManus and Taylor Hogan, they won two matches today in straight sets to advance to the semifinal round. They will either take on a team from Shenandoah or Megan Long and Anna Herrig of Dubuque Wallert in tomorrow's semifinals. It was very interesting. In the opening round, we had kind of a historical match. The Shenandoah team of Marilyn Cepeda and Nicole Gilbert were playing against Anna Spencer and Karina Yee of Decorah, and in 3 hours and 40 minutes, Shenandoah finally won a 9-7 third set tiebreaker to advance to the quarterfinal round. So Shenandoah and Wallert are playing right now, and that's the reason that bracket is a little bit behind. And then for the other quarterfinal, the Waterloo Columbus team of Brianne Amy and Carly Sinnott of Columbus, they have already advanced to tomorrow's semifinal round. Next up for them will be the number two seeds, Chelsea Pesch and Maddie Overman of Waverly Shellrock. In Class 1A singles, how about the Pella Little Dutch? Brooke Jorgensen and Lily Rosenblum have both reached the semifinal round. Brooke Jorgensen won a three-setter over Stephanie Bush of Davenport Assumption and then took out the number four seed from Denison Schleswig, 6-4, 6-3, to advance to tomorrow's semifinal round at 10 o'clock here in Iowa City, and she will be playing against Olivia Fain, the number one seed from Waterloo Columbus, who only lost one game in two matches today. Equally impressive, the number two seed, Anata Charankun from Fairfield, never lost a game today in two matches, the second of which was over Audrey Hines of Dubuque Wallert. So Anata from Fairfield will take on Lily Rosenboom of Pella in the other semifinal round. So that kind of brings us up to date here in day one of the Girl State Tennis Tournament in Class 1A and Class 2A. The semifinals tomorrow will be played at 10 o'clock in the morning, and the state championships will be decided both in Iowa City and Ankeny at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Scott.
All right, sounds good. And enjoy the weather, Randy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You bet. We'll visit with you tomorrow, and it's supposed to be a little more heat and humidity, but the girls are all ready to go. They're pretty tough competitors.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, thanks, Randy.
You bet. See you tomorrow.
Randy Krejci joining us from the state tennis tournament going on in both Iowa City and in Ankeny. 3:48, we're going to give you a break, and as we go to break, going to give you an opportunity right now to pick up today's set of tickets to see Alan Jackson and Leanne Womack at the U.S. Cellular Center. The tickets go on sale tomorrow morning, June the 2nd at 10 o'clock, U.S. Cellular Center box office. You can go online, Ticketmaster.com, but we got tickets before you can buy them all this week here on the Gym Class. The Honky Tonk Highway Tour coming to the U.S. Cellular Center, and that will be coming up in September, Saturday night, September the 9th. We're going to give you a chance to win right now with caller number 6, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Back with more after this.
Flat Screen Thursdays are even bigger in 2017. Every Thursday home game, fans can get a free raffle ticket for a chance to win one of three 40-inch flat screen TVs sponsored by First Federal Credit Union. Fans can also enjoy our Thirsty Thursday specials of $2 12-ounce regular draft beers and 20-ounce bottled soda and water every Thursday. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Got some property to take care of? Let a Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help you get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today. To find your local Kubota dealer, visit iowakubotadealers.com.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hi. A couple of weeks ago, my car started
squealing?
Yeah. So I want to replace my
brake pads.
Wow, you really know your
stuff.
Well, I've got a lot to do. I think I'm going to need some
coffee?
Yeah.
At Advance Auto Parts, we have the quality parts you
want
to get the job done. Okay, it's starting to feel really
weird. Yeah, it's kind of my thing.
Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
All right, we've got our winner of the tickets to see Alan Jackson and Leanne Womack at the U.S. Cellular Center on Saturday, September the 9th. Will of Cedar Rapids is going to go see the Honky Tonk Highway Tour, and that should be a good show over there. Like Alan Jackson. He's one of my favorite country performers. So tickets go on sale tomorrow morning, and that will be at 10 o'clock. A little bit of breaking news coming out of Ames that we can tell you about right now. You remember back, and this has not been really publicized a whole lot, Mark, the case between former Iowa State women's basketball player Nikki Moody and Iowa State University. It was Iowa State University. It was Bill Fenley in Iowa State University, but Coach Fenley was previously dismissed from the lawsuit back in April of this year. But Iowa State has announced today that the Attorney General's office has notified the university that it has reached an agreement to settle that case brought by Nikki Moody against Iowa State. Settlement of $60,000 allows both the university and Moody to avoid the costs associated with expert witnesses, depositions, and conducting a trial. Per the agreement, there is no admission of liability by any of the defendants. And again, that was going to go on trial, scheduled to go to trial on in September of this year. So there you go. No trial for that. And again, it, really not a lot has been said about this since it first broke. And again, Bill Fenley was involved in it, and he was previously dismissed from that lawsuit a couple months ago.
Discrimination of some kind, right?
I believe so, yes. But that has been taken care of. A lot less, $6.5 compared to $60,000. It's not been a good year in court for the two universities, although that's a drop in the bucket for Iowa State compared to what Iowa paid out this week. Indeed. To Jane Meyer and Tracy Griesbaum. So there you go. A little bit of news coming out of Ames today.
Afternoon baseball, Major League Baseball action today. The Milwaukee Brewers have beaten the Mets 2-1. One other final, Cleveland blanks Oakland 8-0. In progress right now, top of the ninth inning. St. Louis on top of the Dodgers 2-0. And in the third inning, Colorado leading at Seattle 5-1. Everything else under the lights tonight, including Twins Angels pregame at 8:30 on 107.5 FM.
There you go. And we kind of gave our thoughts a little bit about the NBA Finals. We both like Golden State. I think it very well could go seven. I'm going to say it's going to go seven between the Warriors and the Cavaliers. Why not? Let's get this thing to mid-June and some 90-degree days where we can watch some NBA basketball and listen to some NBA basketball. That's what everyone wants, right? Summer league start, and then all of a sudden it's Halloween, and here we go again.
Sure.
Thank goodness Bowling Night America is not this long. It's close.
Damn near.
It's close, but not quite. Not quite to that point out there. 319-366-1600. Your thoughts. Who's going to win, Cleveland or Golden State? Who do you like in the NBA Finals coming up tonight? And was there too big of a gap between the end of the conference championships to the start of the finals? Now, this is all for television. We're not going to kid anybody.
Mm-hmm.
This way, they don't have to adjust schedules and whatnot. They just come up with a date they're going to start the finals, no matter how long the conference finals go. And like John said, Golden State swept their first three series. They didn't lose a game. So they had plenty of rest. Cleveland had to go five with Boston instead of four, but that left a week plus getting ready and talking about everything under the world, including LeBron versus Michael, for about 8 days in a row. So I'd like to see it go back to the old days, but it's not going to happen that way again.
No, I doubt it. For the same reason, it'll probably go six or seven games when I don't think it really should. I mean, I think Golden State is a superior team. And what happened with LeBron at home, that was a touchy situation. How that's going to affect things, I just don't know. But I just expect Golden State to take care of business here.
Cardinals have won. They beat the Dodgers 2-0. Adam Wainwright has been outstanding the last 3 weeks or so.
Wainwright and Martinez both. That pair has really come on, and now the Cardinals are over 500.
Hit a home run today, too. The two-run home run by Wainwright, his 10th as a pitcher in the major leagues. And I believe that is third right now as far as active pitchers in Major League Baseball. Zach Johnson with a 4-76 today at Memorial. Tomorrow, we're going to have our topic, our Friday topic. And we're going to go with this tomorrow, Mark. We always talk about who the great ones are. You know, Trout. Obviously, Chris Bryant, other people like that, top players in Major League Baseball right now. Who are the overlooked ones right now and going back throughout Major League Baseball history? So we're going to talk some baseball tomorrow. Who have been the most overlooked, underappreciated, and underrated Major League Baseball players of all time? We're going to talk about that coming up tomorrow. American League, National League, doesn't matter. Your opinion does matter to us, and we're going to open up the phone lines and the text line to you tomorrow and talk about that. I got a bunch of them here. I'm going to come up with my all underrated team tomorrow. How's that?
Jim Thome.
I think he's got to be there. Where do you put him? You put him at DH or you put him at first base?
DH.
At DH. Okay. You can give him a glove. It's okay. It's all right.
Risky, but okay.
It's risky. You know,
I like it. I mean, we could even go overlooked, underappreciated in sports history, but baseball's good.
Baseball
season.
Yeah, we're going to stick with baseball coming up tomorrow. So that'll be our topic for the Friday edition of the show coming up tomorrow. And join us at 3 for that. Finals coming up, game one. Before that, it's Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That's coming up next on KGYM.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available.